Earth lady with a super fly young and got the butterfly effect.
Yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod. So listen, man, first of all, you got a killer song out now with Telemann. Is it called Killer Vibes?
It's called Killer Combo.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. It's my imprint, Skanda World, which is an extension of just everything that I do. I have a clothing range called Skanda World. It's also available at Studio 88 across the country. So we wanted to just like, you know, branch out and do different things within the, you know, space of the culture. So now we actually have just like launched a record label. Mm-hmm. Yet again, you know, people have seen me walking down this path before.
I was gonna say deja vu,
you know what I mean? But I mean, this time around we're doing it the right way. You know, all the learnings that came with that allowing us to, you know, make the right decisions nice and early, just to make sure that we, you know, we prevent you know, unforeseen circumstances in the future. But yeah,
what are some of those things, if you don't mind? How do you prepare yourself? And I ask that question because I think there's a lot of people that are on that same path. They're wanting to kind of branch in, own their own music.
Yeah.
They need to do it right.
Firstly, I'd say choose people that are aligned with you, like especially on a business level. And even also just like on a relations level, and also the people that you work with doesn't necessarily mean to be, they don't have to be your friends, you know, because then that way you don't have an emotional attachment to them. If, you know, God forbid something happens and then, you know, they end up, you know, going your separate ways. Also just formalizing business, you know what I'm saying? Because what we did, for instance, with Cash Time, a lot of it was based on handshakes and, you know, brotherhood and, you know, just like building it on a family level, you
and
know.
Trust, yeah.
And trust, yes. So, and also I think one of the reasons why that happened was because I'm an artist myself and, you know, dealing with other artists. I don't want to, well, if they ever decide to, they don't want to, you know, be part of the business setup anymore, because by doing that, you are pretty much also shooting yourself in the foot, because the remainder of the tenure the artist is going to spend with you, they're not going to give you their best, you know, they're not going to put their best foot forward.
Let's talk a little bit about those misconceptions during that time. I don't obviously want to dwell on it too much because it is the past.
Yes, sir.
But what do you think is the biggest misconception about that period?
I think now people are, that has sort of kind of been cleared, because if you look at it this way, I was big on quality, you know, and a lot of the stuff that worked out really well were, you know, efforts where I consciously had a hand, you know, involved, and it was taxing on my end. Not gonna lie, because for a song to come about, like something decent, that top to bottom, that goes out and, you know, and makes an impact out there, I'd had to sit there and help the artist build it with me, you know, just to avoid leaving any room for failure, like as far as like that release is concerned, right? Because it's a reflection on the label at the same time, right? So I did that, especially I think for the most part in the early days of the label. So that's why, and when I was putting out my first album, which had, you know, obviously the Karakaras and stuff at the time, because the album was that big and the success that came, I ended up not being fully there for the artists, and to almost kind of like babysit them and, like, you know, hold their hands through the creative process.
It's a difficult balance.
You know what I'm saying? So some people ended up, maybe rightfully so, some people would come up with their own stuff, and because I still needed to do quality control regardless whether I was in there or not, I had to either disapprove or green light certain things. And got to a point where I also had to green light certain things because I didn't want it to feel like also you're not gonna release because I don't think it's that great. And then I'm like, actually, maybe I might be wrong also at the same time. So let me give you the benefit of the doubt and let's put your stuff out, the stuff that you feel strongly about, and let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
And then when it gets out there and it doesn't make the impact that the its predecessor, you know, catalog did, and then it comes back to, oh, it didn't work out because the company didn't put enough effort in there because they're busy concentrating on KO. You know what I'm saying?
Why walk this path again?
You've been burned. Because this time around, I'm not babysitting people.
Okay.
You know, and they're not dealing with me at the same time, you know, and it's business based, you know, and.
But you've wanted to do a record label. You've wanted to be your own record label. It's not because it would be easier.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have walked away from Cash Time if it was up to me. But I had to walk away from that because there were so many elements that kind of made me feel like, as much as this was my dream, but it got so tainted by so many people were making so many decisions that were not in line with what I stand for as a human being, beyond just like the business, the entrepreneur in me, just as a human being. Like, I don't just believe in handling certain relationships in a maybe on a shrewd level or maybe on an unprofessional level, just like maybe just being overly passive on certain things. Right, so this time around all that, you know, is gonna be avoided, and you'll see the results as well, you know. And I definitely know we're gonna have a much longer run than we did with Cash Time, for instance, because I think Cash Time at most we did like what, like 3 years.
But what a 3 years, though.
Of course,
yeah. What a 3 years! You guys are at the pinnacle of SA hip hop.
We're gonna do more.
I don't remember. I think during that time, I don't remember a week that went past that KO wasn't in the headlines or Cash Time wasn't in the headlines. And it was for your music.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Kara Kara. It was for your collabs. Yeah. But things have changed. We're happy that you're, as some people say, back. We know that you didn't really ever go anywhere.
Yeah.
But now you're back on the top with some big tracks. How has the industry changed? How have you in the industry particularly changed?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd say how I've changed is I've become more vocal. And one of the lessons that I took from the Cash Time thing was when the narrative was being changed and being almost drafted in a manner that demonizes KO. Okay, cool. So these guys are leaving because they're sick of KO being a tyrant, or like he doesn't want anyone else to release music because he wants to be the sole artist that's shining at Cash Time. You know, that's a narrative that was being put out there, but it actually wasn't the case. And the artists themselves that left, you know, they were not even, you know, investing in that narrative because we all knew that that wasn't the case. True, they just felt like they wanted to, you know, spread their wings and go and do things, you know, on their own. And rightfully so, like I said, it's me being a human being. I felt like if someone decides they want to go, they can go. So, and what we did wrong at that time, we did not... I wasn't vocal in controlling the narrative that, hold up, you're going down the wrong path. This is actually the true story. So, because I'm from that previous class, the pre-social media class, you know, having been in the game for so long, you just believe that, it's going to fizzle out. It's going to trend for a day or two, and then people are going to forget about it, and you know, and then the whole thing just like kept snowballing into something that like was even bigger than me, where my brand literally was almost like shoved into oblivion because people just felt like, forget this guy, you know, he's evil. So
what
now
what impact does it have on you as a personal
it made me stronger as a human being, right? Knowing that like you can do so much good, but when someone decides that they're gonna distort you know, that narrative and turn it into something that makes you come across in probably the worst way, and that ends up being the word of the day. And to combat that, you know, you need to be you need to tread carefully, because sometimes going about it and taking it head on, it's easy for people in your way of doing it, and with the frustration, it's easy for you to lash out and just turn into, find yourself, you know, acting out of character. You know what I'm saying? Because of just like the frustration, and you know, you've seen people having meltdowns or public spats based on just feeling like maybe now you're dealing with this adjustment of people looking at you in a negative way, in an unfavorable way, compared to maybe like the previous season. And then now you're thinking, wow, have you guys forgotten that I gave you Karakara? And you know, like some people, you know, in a narcissistic way, find certain artists and turning into drugs and all those kind of things. Right. So I was fortunate enough to be someone who has a very strong core. You know, I rely on myself and praying, and also knowing that like I've always done good. So if there's a hurdle on the road where I'm going down, and then I find myself hitting a pothole or whatever, and then I need to pull up to the side and change my tire, that's just how I looked at it. It wasn't because God felt like you're gonna get to where you're going, you know.
But then you face questions like, is KO still relevant? He's a has-been. KO's never gonna come back again. Karakara was a flash in the pan. Yeah.
That's, you need to deal with those things, bro.
That's rapper.
Psychologically, you know, you need to be probably like, you need to be a beast about it. You know, you need to be strong and have like strong will. And when that was happening, I had to take that in and also even block out some of the things that, because certain things, unfortunately, will get to you. You could be just sitting there going through social media and just like looking at your mention and like you're seeing all this positive vibe, and then just like someone out of the woodworks comes in and says, you fell off, you has been, you know, call it a day type thing.
I think Kanye says, go on social media to crowdfund your self-esteem. You know, looking at what your comments are to try and either boost yourself, or and on the negative side, it can
you really get both. Damage you. You get both when you go on social media, especially when things are not going your way. You get both. So being able to bounce back and come out of that dark space, and you know, and just channeling this positive energy yet again, and being able to churn out great music, you know, at my own pace. You know, I'm not dealing with any pressure or whatsoever. I think that's the beauty about it. You know what I'm saying? And now where I'm at, there is no way anyone can ever shake my position ever again, because I've done it my way. You know, I've done it my way. I'm cemented, I'm rooted, and I'm grounded, and I'm going to go as far as I want to go. And if I want to call it a day, I'll call it a day on my own terms. There's no way that they're going to shorten my lifespan as far as what my vision it stands for. So that's why I had to get back into the record label business again, because that is it was always something that I wanted to do, you know, when I came into the game, and having the opportunity to Cash Time and learning, you know, the hard lessons that I took from that. I can't, and also one of my biggest passions is discovering new artists and opening doors for them and blessing them with my blessing, you know, sharing my blessing with them. That is a gift of mine. And after Cash Time, I decided I'm not gonna invest in artists. I don't care. I'm more just like gonna concentrate on myself, right? And what I had realized with that was, okay, cool, I have all this glory just to myself, but I don't have anyone around me. So I was still lonely. You know what I mean? Like, I might have a comfortable life and have a good going career, but I still feel like
unfulfilled.
You know what I mean? Like, I look at other guys and, you know, they have people around them. You know, I miss that. You know, I miss that type of energy, you know. And, you know, when they say it's lonely at the top, it really is, you know, lonely up there, you know, especially if you are just like someone who just like all about self, solely about self. You know, I come from a family where my folks would go beyond just, you know, their own kids, and you know, I had people living in my house, you know, same house as us, me and my siblings, and whether it was like some distant cousin I didn't even know, you know, but my parents, you know, took them in and stuff, you know. All that is the real reason why I still apply the same model, even with the business that I'm in, is because I've seen the good karma that comes, you know, with those kind of things. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to, you know, continue, you know, investing in my karma bank, you know.
So have you signed new artists now?
Yeah.
Who have you got?
So I have an artist by the name of Loki, who's also featured on the song, this kind of world song that just came out yesterday. He just shot a video, his video, his first single is going to be coming out next month.
Oh, dope.
Month as well. I also have a couple of other artists. I have a R&B artist, female R&B artist from Durban. I also have another hip hop artist who's almost like, you know, a Drake, sing, rap type thing from the East Rand.
Drop names.
I'm not gonna give you names.
Surprise.
But the first one that I want to build on is Low Key, because he's the firstborn, almost, so to speak, you know, at the label. And I'm also still building with my brother from Tiagas, my E. So he also has a single that's coming out next month as well. Mm-hmm. We're shooting the video next week. Yeah.
You and my E have been friends, hey?
Yeah, he's technically
We know everything else that goes with Tiagas and Tux and all of them, but
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how that relationship has evolved or maybe even remained during difficult times.
He was actually the first person that recognized me just like from just as an artist. You know, he saw something in me before he even heard me rap one single bar. He took me in, you know, introduced me to his family, and I eventually met Dugza, his brother. And, you know, so once Tega started, he was literally living in my house. You know, I was staying with my brothers and stuff. So he lived with us for years and years. And then eventually after that, we went and we bought a house together and stuff, you know. So for the most part of my existence as an artist, he has literally been, like, it's entrenched, you know, throughout their whole entire, you know, trajectory. So when you see him now, he's still, you know, smiling, you know, from ear to ear. You'd swear he has like a billion in his bank account. He looks good, you know what I'm saying? So for me, like, that type of person and the contribution that he's done, you know, in my personal life, I want to make sure that I invest in him, and I make sure that he's in always in a good position. So that is why I'll always make sure that I extend my hand and, you know, help build his situation as much as I can.
With this new KO, would he collaborate with Tuxa again?
2018, towards the end of 2018, we were talking about
a reunion.
Not necessarily a reunion, but like just putting out some records as Tiagas, you know. And, you know, we had a sit down, and I also asked him to appear in the one video that I shot, Fire Emoji with me and AKA. So you saw Tiagas for the first time since 2014 in that video. So it was a great moment. I wanted to build on that, but unfortunately, just I think about a month later, or a month or two later, just things just started going haywire again. You know, he spoke out of turn on social media about me, and I just felt like, okay, cool, maybe that relationship is not ready to be fixed or anything. So I just left it at that.
Finally, KO, what do you think is the biggest misconception about you, or the one thing that you want people to kind of know about you?
I think I've dealt with my misconceptions, you know. I mean, even till this day, there are people that maybe somehow might think that I'm an arrogant person or whatever. And I know my lyrical content doesn't do me any favors. You know, sometimes it's very brash and stuff. But as in,
but that's the nature of the beast.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But like, as a human
being,
we're
gonna be singing about flowers.
You know, but as an individual, like people who have interacted with me on a personal scale, you know, they know the real me. You know, and you'll never come across anyone that says they've met me, and you know, and I actually confirm the fact that like I'm an asshole or whatever, you know. Mm. So I've always been a genuine person, and if you still feel the need to misconceive what the KO character is, you obviously don't know me, or you just like someone that doesn't like me, period. Mm. You know, so I'm done with dealing with misconceptions. You just need to either take the time to understand me if you plan to understand me, or I look at it this way: if it wasn't for music, I'd be happy without being known. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I've never been about being famous.
Mm.
You know, and I just happen to be a known personality based on the fact that I've put out great music, but people don't know anything beyond that. Mm. And that's how I wanted to stay. I wanted to be about the music and my craft, and you know, I don't want it to be about where KO lives or what car KO drives.
Who's dating?
Or, you know, all that nonsense. I don't invest.
I remember
in that
time, even your private life, people were asking about who you were dating, and they were trying to get in there as well.
Yeah,
I mean, remember that KO 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, and yeah. Like I don't care about that.
Mm.
You know, like even now I have a great relationship. I've been with this person for quite a bit, and it's no one's business for them to know. Mm. You know, and I get to still be to live a private life outside of my professional space. You know, I want to be able to go to the store. You know, if I don't feel like taking a shower, I can go out there in my PJs, you know what I'm saying, without being overly self-conscious that
yeah.
this person's going to judge me, this, that, and the third. You know, that is who I am,
mm.
you know, like the core me, that is who I am, that's what I stand for, and that's what I represent, you know, and I'm all about being a real person. That's why I've never been too comfortable around being. It's a lot of artists that we have, or like personalities that we have in the culture, who are so sucked into, they're so self-aware that, oh my God, so yeah, I am this person, so you better recognize this, that, and the third, right? And I'm like, get the hell out of here, bro. Like,
yeah.
Cool, that's good for you, you know? But I'm not gonna make my life difficult, you know, by trying to feed that individual, because that individual, yeah, cool, he pays me, but that's the performer side of me. Mm-hmm. I get to live in the real me more times than I do as KO.
Mm.
So I want to make sure that the majority, the person that I spend the majority of my time with, I'm the most happiest when I'm with them. If I get on stage and perform, yes, I love that, and that's the other side of me. You know, I want to make sure that I excel and do that at the highest level of my capability. But that is not where I live. I don't live on stage.
Mm.
I'm on stage on weekends. Most of the time, I'm with myself, and I'm out there building real, relationships with people, and trying to get into different business spheres and all those kind of things. And that's what I want to make sure that like I'm the happiest in that area. So yes, sir.
I got you. Yes, well, KO, thank you so much for coming through for us.
Appreciate it.
Good luck with everything that's happening in the coming weeks and months.
Thank you.
We'll be listening and watching.
It's gonna be a great year, 2020. The stuff that we're doing as kind of world, we're gonna be shifting the culture on so many levels, bro.
This is the big one.
Stay tuned.
All right.
One time.